I'd like to say that I do appreciate Brother Miller in the fact that he's my pastor now, and I was his pastor for a while, and I'll have to say I've listened to him more than he listened to me.
No comment.
No, I appreciate it, Brother Miller. Think a lot of you. And I think a lot of that man sitting next to him, too.
Amen.
Brother Ronnie Eaton. Yeah. He made a comment the other night that he and I worked the mission work together. And during that entire time, I don't think we had one single crossword with each other that I know of that I can remember.
Our wives were there most of the time to keep us away.
Is that what it was? Okay. But it seemed to me like we fed off each other.
Amen.
One Sunday he would preach something, and the next Sunday the Lord would give me something, back up what he said. Or I would preach something, and seemingly the next Sunday the Lord would give him something to back up what I said. We worked in harmony.
Amen.
And it was good.
Amen.
And I do. I appreciate both these men sitting here. I appreciate all my preacher brethren.
Amen.
And I thank God for every single person that's saved.
Amen. Amen.
Now, as I look back over the congregation, I can't look into your heart. I can only look upon your faces. God can look upon your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
And he can tell exactly what's in your heart. And I hope and I pray that tonight when he looks upon your heart, that he finds a pure heart. He finds a heart that's been changed.
Yeah.
One that has been born again. As Brother Ronnie brought his message the other night, he talked about good news. And he talked about so many things that has happened that we have record of in the Bible. That is good news.
Amen.
And like I said, he and I have fed off each other quite a bit. Tonight, unfortunately, well, no, not really, but I've got bad news tonight.
Yeah.
If there's anybody here tonight and lost, I've got bad news for you. There is a cure, there is hope.
Yeah.
But there's mostly bad news for you. If you have Bibles and want to read along with it, we're going to be in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. This is very familiar scripture. It's nothing new. And I'm not going to preach anything new. Because I don't think there is anything new.
Right.
I believe it's all been preached before. And all we can do is just repeat the truth. Matthew chapter 25 down in verse 29. Says there, "For unto everyone that hath shall be given, he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. I want to stop right there just for a second and make this comment. He's talking about saved and lost people there. Saved people are going to increase when they die.
Yeah.
They're going to receive the joys of heaven. They're going to receive the rewards that stand in their way, that they have earned in this life. But those that are lost, they're going to lose everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're here tonight and you're lost, you're just like these people that hath not. Because what little you have of your worldly goods, you're going to lose them. All going away. And it goes on and it says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be a terrible place for those that die lost. It goes on and it says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. See, there's going to be a division. And it's going to go on, and he says, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left hand. Now he gets down and he brings it down to the individual. See, there's going to be a separation of nations. Those nations that love God, that serve God, they're going to receive honor and glory. The nations that turn their back on God, the nations that defy God, that says there is no God, they're going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
As nations. But now he brings it down to the individual. That's you and I. That's us. He brings it down and it says, then the king shall say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That is talking about saved people. They have been blessed from the beginning, from before the foundation of the world, because of the things they're going to receive when they get to heaven. God made all these things before he made the world. He made our rewards before he made us. He gave us a way back to him before we had time to sin.
Yeah.
It says, for I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer, listen to this now, and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Yeah.
When we help people, we don't lose a single thing. When we send help to our missionaries, it's not money out of our pockets. God will replace it. He'll give us more so that we can do more. When we give to our church, we'll get it back. Nobody's ever lost a dime that they have given to help somebody else. It's never been done. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, now listen to this, lost people, if there's anybody here that's lost. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And I have always said, that's not a place for human beings. He says that he prepared it for the devil and his angels.
That's right.
We were prepared a kingdom to live in. All the glory that God has, he was going to give us that. But unto those that are lost, they get what was not prepared for them. They get what was prepared for the devil and his angels.
Yeah.
It goes on and it says, for I was hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. To those that have it, those that have much, they'll be given more. They'll be given much. Those that have not, what little they do have will be taken from them. My friends, if you're here tonight and you're lost, and you stay that way, and you die in your sins and your sorrows, that is your fate.
Yeah.
To go into everlasting fire. To go into a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34, it says there, think not I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. This is the Lord speaking. This is Jesus Christ. We look at him and say he's the Prince of Peace. Yes, that's true. He is the Prince of Peace. He's coming to bring peace. But this says he's come not to send peace on earth. He's not a great hero. He's not a great army leader. He's not the person that the rabbis and the Jews and everybody thought he was. He is the true Messiah to bring peace between man and God.
Amen.
Not man and man.
Gosh.
Our Lord and Savior wants you to have peace with God.
Amen.
You know, ever since the Lord saved my soul, I have never came under conviction since.
Right.
Now, when I was deceived of man, when I was 12 years old, I came under conviction several times. But I would brush it aside and say, hey, I'm saved. But I wasn't. I was deceived of man. But when I got saved of God, it was different.
Amen.
There was peace came all over me.
Amen.
There was a joy in my heart. There was singing that I could hear. There was joy there. It was a beautiful, wonderful time.
Yeah.
And I've never been convicted since.
Amen.
That's right. The proof.
Amen. Amen.
That I'm saved. Because God has never convicted me since. I got that peace that Jesus brought to this world. I got that peace that He put in my heart. And I don't have to worry about where I'm going.
Amen.
I know where I'm going. My friends, if you don't have that peace in your heart, if you don't have that peace that Jesus Christ brought to this world, you got to worry. You need to worry. You need to think, what am I going to do? Where am I going to spend eternity?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to me? Depart from me, you cursed, is what you're going to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Says, for I have come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against the mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Why is this true? Because you can go in any household, any family, and there's lost people in those families.
The truth.
Those of us that are saved, we are at variance with those that are lost. I'm saved. My wife is saved. My son is saved. My three granddaughters are saved. But my oldest granddaughter, her husband is not saved. We are at variance. We get along. But we have different views about God. I know who God is. It's not that I've just heard of Him. I know who God is because He is the one that saved my soul. He sent the Holy Spirit to me, and that Holy Spirit told me I was saved.
Amen. Yeah.
I didn't need to read it in a book. I didn't need to see it in the headlines of the newspaper. God put it there.
That's right.
He told me. And I don't have to worry about it.
Amen.
Because I don't keep it. I couldn't keep it.
No.
Right.
If it was up to me to keep my salvation, I'd have lost within the first hour or two that I was saved.
Amen. Right.
Because it only took one sin for me to be lost. And that's all it'd take to be lost again. But God is keeping my salvation.
Right.
He is the one that controls it. He's the one that has it. It's not left up to me.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. I thank God that He's taken care of it. My friends, if you don't have that assurance, I can assure you of one thing. You don't have a home in heaven. It's not there waiting for you if you've never been saved.
Amen.
Yep. Hell.
I can tell you another thing. If you've never been saved, how can you pray for someone else that's lost? You say, well, I know God. I'm very religious. We've already heard it said here tonight. Religion don't save people.
Right.
I've been religious all my life. But I didn't get saved until I was 34. Before I got saved, had I died, my friends, I'd have split hell wide open. And there's no other way to put it. That's where I would have been. That's where I would be today if I had died before I was 34. My friends, I'm not going there now. I am not going there. God promised that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do about it. God promised it. I can't lose it.
No.
I can't. Now, I might fall off the wayside, and I might do something contrary to God's will, but I'll tell you what, the minute I do it, I'd find out about it.
Yeah. Right.
God lets me know the very instant that I do something contrary to His will. I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait for that to be in the newspaper either. God lets me know by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 49, it says, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled? You know, the Bible teaches us that one day after a while, this earth is going to be destroyed by fire. This place that we live on, this planet, earth, is going to be destroyed by fire. It says, if it be already kindled, could it be that there's already a kindling in this earth? Certainly. It's called sin. It's coming from sin. There was a time that God looked upon the earth and all He could see in the hearts of man was sin continually. Christ says, but I have a baptism to be baptized with. In Matthew 20, 18 and 19, it tells us what that baptism is. It says there, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again.
Yeah.
See, that's the baptism that Christ came to this world to endure.
Yeah.
Yeah, John the Baptist baptized him with water at the beginning of his ministry. But he done that so that he could set up his church properly. He done that so that he could be a member of that first church. Yeah, that's the way we get church membership. It's through baptism. And what did Christ do when he set up that church? He picked those people that had been saved and baptized of John the Baptist. He didn't go out here and pick up strangers. Hey, I'm going to make you a part of my church. He done it properly. The same way that we do it today. People get baptized to join the church. But Christ wasn't being baptized to join this church. Not at this time. He had to be baptized with fire and pass the test so that you and I could be saved. If he hadn't went through that baptism, if he hadn't survived, if he hadn't rose that third day, we'd have no hope. My friends, if you're here tonight and you're lost, that is your hope.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. You don't have any other way to go. You don't have another route. There is one Lord, one baptism. There is only one way that you can be saved.
Amen.
Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you, nay, but rather division. That's what we read in the beginning. There'll be some on the right, there'll be some on the left. Those on the right are saved, those on the left are not saved. They're going to be divided. Saved will go to heaven. They'll inherit the kingdom made for them before the foundation of the world. Those on the left will be gone into eternal, everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
Yeah.
When we look at this, it's going to happen. When we see the end times, and I'm not talking about the end of the earth, I'm talking about the end of our time here on earth. If we're saved, we've got joy waiting for us.
Amen.
If we're not saved, we can only look forward to hell. That's not a good place to be.
All right.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3, it says, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." And that's just like what Brother Miller said earlier in his, when he said he had another thought. Nicodemus was wanting to know how he could be saved. And Christ told him, "Ye must be born again."
Amen.
And he asked, "How can I enter again in the womb of my mother?" He wasn't talking about a natural birth. Christ was not talking about a natural birth. He was talking about a spiritual birth.
Amen.
My friends, if we don't have that spiritual birth, we're lost.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
That's plain and simple. Either we're lost or we're saved. There's only two conditions we can be in. There's not any other way. There's no fence straddling. And when we die, that somebody can pray us out of purgatory.
No.
Purgatory don't exist.
No.
My friend, you got to change in this world. You got to change in this life. And the only way you can change is to listen to God and believe with all of your heart.
Man.
Listen to that convicting spirit. Listen to what he's telling you. You may say, oh, I'm not old enough to be lost. I've not done nothing worthy of being lost for. My friend, you don't have to do anything. You inherit the sin of Adam.
Yeah.
We all inherit the sin of Adam. We look in the book of Luke. I wasn't here the other night when Lazarus and the rich man was preached on. But I just want to touch on that just for a moment. In Luke chapter 16, verse 22, says, and it came to pass that the beggar died. You know, everybody's going to die.
Yes.
Every single one of us that's here tonight, from the youngest to the oldest. Now, we don't know if it'll go in that order or not, because the oldest one here might outlive the rest of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It could happen. But it says that the beggar died, and he was carried by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. It says the rich man also died and was buried.
Yeah.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. It says they were afar off. If we go over to verse 26, Abraham tells him, says, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. There's no going back and forth one place to the other. When you get to one, that's where you're going to stay.
Amen.
Lazarus, he couldn't go to that rich man. He couldn't take him that drop of water. The rich man asked Abraham, said, send Lazarus back because I have five brothers. My friend, Lazarus couldn't come back. Abraham told him, said, they got Moses and the prophets. He said, no, send someone back from the dead. My friends, we have someone that's come back from the dead.
Amen.
Jesus Christ rose that third day, and he is our hope of salvation.
Amen.
I'm going to close with a reading in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Have y'all ever heard of John 3:16?
Yeah.
That's good, because I want to go to verse 17. It says there, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The peace he was talking about. And it goes on in verse 18, and it says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Now listen to this, lost people. It says, he that believeth not is condemned already.
Amen.
You're already condemned because you have not believed on the only begotten Son of God. My friends, if you're here tonight and you're lost, there is bad news, because you're headed for that place the rich man was at. It says in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Not just one, but torments.
Right.
It was plural. Many ways of evil. And in every one of them is coming right back at him. You know, I think one of the torments that he's going to suffer, or that a lost person's going to suffer, they're going to be able to remember all those times they sat under the preaching of the gospel.
Yeah.
And they're going to remember, man, I had a chance.
Yeah.
I had a chance to escape. Good news is that you can.
Amen. Amen.
Through Jesus Christ. They don't call him our Lord and Savior for nothing. It's because he truly is. If you're here tonight, you can be saved. If you're lost and you're here tonight, you can be saved.
Yes.
You don't have to wait for tomorrow.
Amen.
All you got to do is believe with all of your heart and ask God to forgive. Brother Strobe, if we can have a song. If there's anybody at all here tonight, I ask you to seek the Lord. You can seek him at your seat. You can come up here at this little bench we've got up here. But you've got to make an altar somewhere.
Amen.
Amen.
And you've got to ask God to forgive. Go ahead, Brother Strobe.
Number 2